From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Teachers in South Florida have just received new materials that could one day help take humans to Mars. It's part of a partnership with NASA and Fairchild Tropical Botanical Garden that has wide implications. WLRN's Danny Rivero has more.
And all you need is a Phillips screwdriver for this.
It's Saturday at Fairchild Tropical Botanical Garden. Science teachers are gathered here, learning to build brand new mini vegetable gardens. It's part of the Growing Beyond Earth project. Students help research which plants can grow well in outer space. All of the research for the program is based on data gathered by the students. Joya Massa is a space crop scientist at the Kennedy Space Center.
At this point, a couple of the crops that the students have selected have actually gone through our entire process and made it to the space station.
Last year, astronauts in space grew bok choy and lettuce, totally based on research from middle and high school students. Amasa says having plants on board could take humans deeper into space, but there's also a psychological factor.
Just having this sort of natural life form that's not human up there and having something that smells different and that they can eat has been just incredibly powerful for many of the crew members.
The project is in its fifth year, but these new boxes are the first to be built to the same specs as the gardens in the International Space Station. Andrew Kearns is a mathematics teacher at Jose Marti Mast Academy in Hialeah.
My students love the fact that there's really only 2 degrees of separation between them and the International Space Station.
Over 200 middle and high schools are participating in the program across South Florida, Ohio, Colorado, and Puerto Rico. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.
As long as we're in outer space, let's stay there for a while. NASA has finalized a contract with Lockheed Martin to order 6 more Orion space capsules. You've no doubt heard of the Apollo program somewhere along the line. Well, the agency's new moonshot is called Artemis. NASA already has space capsules for the Artemis 1 and Artemis 2 missions. Those will travel around the moon with astronauts and without and stop short of landing on the moon's surface. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.